Forrester, right footed delivery into the area. Good effort there from Jamie Lennon, and Lennon pumps St. Patrick's Athletic into an early lead here at Eamon DC Park. Lennon with a crisp finish.
With Jamie Lennon just a couple of minutes after full time, Lenny, an early goal and a big fighting 3 points.
Yeah, brilliant win to start off the season. We knew it was going to be a tough game. I don't think we expected the pitch to be this bad, but it was really difficult to play out on. So, look, we had to mix up our game and just battle for most of the game. I thought we defended it fairly comfortably in the end. Obviously, nice to score as well. It's something that's becoming a bit regular, but it's nice. And yeah, it's just a brilliant win to start off.
Talk to us about the goal.
No, I think Joe set me, it kind of just dropped and I couldn't really see the goal, so I just hit it towards there and thankfully it went in, yeah.
And for the new lads to be on the pitch with you guys today in the fight, the whole team had to show with the 7 minutes injury time and all the long balls and stuff, Galway, and how bad the pitch was, like, that will really do a lot for the group, won't it?
Yeah, it will. I thought the character the lads showed throughout the game was brilliant. We were going to be tested. I think this place up here is going to be a test for every team this season, no matter how good you are. So for the lads to stand up like that and battle like that we did, so it's brilliant just to start the season, but it's only one game, so we'll just focus on next week.
John, congrats. Good start to the season for your side.
Yeah, we're obviously very pleased. We knew it was going to be a tough game, a battle, and I think the players dealt with it really well. I think the boys at the back won their headers, competed really well. We knew, obviously, what Galway were going to do and how they were going to do it. And, you know, it's very difficult, even though you know what they're going to do, it's very difficult to stop. And I thought the boys done it really, really well. And then, obviously, you know, you need to pose a threat at the opposite end, which I thought we did at times.
Yeah, it was the cliche, you know, potential balance, getting everything going against you, Corona side, the crowd, the weather, the pitch, but you know, your side's really rolled up their sleeve there tonight and give you a different edge.
Yeah, I think we've obviously shown a part of our game that probably you don't see very often, in the sense that, like, you probably don't get asked to, you know, head as many footballs away. And to be fair to the boys, we've practiced it all week. They've probably headed 150, 200 balls away in training, and they probably thought it was mad the way we were training this week, in the sense that, you know, they had to deal with a lot of long balls and people competing in the air with them, and it was just trying to get that connection between them and clear communication on who's going to go and compete, and the rest giving cover just in case. So I thought they done really well, and they showed that, as you said, that character and that edge to them that, you know, I know that's there, but you probably don't get tested as much as you did tonight normally.
It helps when you get such a quality goal so early in the game as well. Something not to hang on to, but there's a reward that you can fight for.
Yeah, well, it gives you something, as you said, it gives you something to hang on to. But you see straight away from the kickoff, it goes back to Clark, goes forward, and then they get a corner. And then, you know, that's an opportunity for them to go and get one back straight away. But again, we defended that magnificent well. And we had to do that a lot tonight. And the boys, every question they were asked, they had an answer to. And, you know, it's a credit to them. I think the three boys at the back especially, you know, were proper warriors tonight. Two boys in the middle obviously picking up second balls, and then the lads up front worked tirelessly hard. So, you know, I'm obviously really pleased, but it's one game down and we've obviously got plenty more to go.
With your fans, there's quite a vocal away support as well. They're going to go home happy. They've a huge game ahead of them now next as well.
Yeah, we're always well supported when we travel. I think we could have probably sold out the whole stand over there. So I think credit to them, they're great and they support the boys fantastically well, and it's obviously well appreciated. You know, myself and the players and the staff, we all appreciate the support. You know, it's always nice when you have them behind you, and gives you something to, as you said, hang on to when they're singing and shouting and getting right behind you.
Conor Keighley, your thoughts on that, your first 90 minutes in the league, clean sheet and a 1-0 victory here in Galway?
Yeah, obviously it was a really good 3 points, Jamie. You know, we walked, we knew the conditions weren't going to be great today, so it wasn't a day for pretty football, but I thought we did really well, and we were fully deserving the 3 points.
As a defender, how satisfying to keep the 3 points and defend all the long balls, all the long throws, all the set pieces so well and give them very few real chances?
Yeah, no, look, and again, we knew what they were going to throw at us, and we said to the lads, we need to be strong. You won't get many games like that during the season, but, you know, we dealt so well with everything. I think they didn't really have any clear-cut chances, so we're really happy to obviously get a clean sheet and the win. But again, that's what I expected. The lads, they're well up for it, and I thought they were brilliant tonight.
Yeah, Lenny gets the early goal as well, which gives us something to build on, and in the end something to protect and to hold on to, and manage the conditions really well, manage the game very well, and a real professional performance, particularly with a number of new players. I think four new players in the starting lineup as well, including two at the back and one in goal.
Yeah, no, again, there was lots of new players to come in tonight, and I thought everyone, there wasn't one person that had a bad performance. You know, we've worked on set pieces all week, and all through pre-season, so it was nice for one to come off. And that's all you need. You just need one goal. And I thought then after that, we just needed to be professional. Our game management was very, very good throughout the 90 minutes. And yeah, we were brilliant.
John was just speaking to the media there, and he was talking about the training during the week and the amount of headers. He said you guys must have done 200 headers each defensively to practice. But they say practice makes perfect. And I'm not sure many teams will come down here and keep a clean sheet. So it shows what you guys did during the week to prepare for this specific opposition worked well.
Yeah, again, it's just basics. You know, win your headers and your second balls. It can be, you know, kind of forgotten about sometimes, but you know, when it comes off and you get a 1-0 win like that, it's a little bit more satisfying. So now everyone's delighted that we worked throughout the week on it, and it's paid off today.
Putting your own body on the line as well, a couple of knocks to the head, you had to get treatment from Sam a couple of times, but I suppose as a defender you have to take those knocks to try and keep the ball out of your goal.
Yeah, exactly. I've had a few over the years, so I'm well used to it. But now look, it's all part of the game, and go 3 points and we just move on now.
Just a word on the Pats fans as well. I know you've been told by all of us how good they are, and that was your, obviously we had the game in Tala last week, but the first league game with them there in the far corner as well. I'm sure you had family probably in there as well. Nice in front of them to celebrate, and I suppose thank them for travelling here to support you guys.
Yeah, look, they were brilliant. You know, there was only 450 of them there, but it felt like there was 2,000. They were loud throughout the whole game. They pushed us on when at times when we needed, because it wasn't easy out there tonight. But I'm delighted we got to repay them with 3 points, and hopefully they're happy going back down the road.
And lastly, there'll be 4,500 of them, plus probably 1,000 Bowes fans in Richmond this day week. Dublin Derby, first home game as well. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, another exciting game. Again, Bowes, anytime you play Bowes, it's a big game. So, no, we'll be prepared during the week, and I'm already looking forward to it.